from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Dave Iverson.
Back in the day when I was a young girl, no worries, no ways, I could call my
That's the music of American Nomad, a Bay Area music group, and they're practitioners of Americana music, sounds rooted in the history of this country, bluegrass, folk, soul traditions. American Nomad is led by Hassan El Tayeb and Shiloh Parkerson, and they join us this hour along with bassist Adam Loudermilk and steel guitarist Mickey Masuda. Thanks all very much for being here this morning. Pleasure to have you all here. It's great to have you as part of our program. I have to say, for starters, that when we think of that kind of music, we think of Appalachia, the South. We don't necessarily think about the Bay Area, and perhaps we don't necessarily think of it as a group being led by someone with the name Hassan El Tayeb. So how did that come about, that you this group takes on that kind of music? Hassan?
Well, you know, I think I've just really always been interested in American roots music, and, you know, I can't really... You know, I grew up in America, and definitely it's a porous thing. You know, wherever you grow up, you just absorb whatever is being played around you. My mom used to play country music in the house, and, you know, Alison Krauss. So I just grew up listening to it. So.
And how about for you, Shiloh Parkerson? You grew up in Alaska. This music is something that you, though, wasn't necessarily part of your own musical heritage early on.
No, it absolutely wasn't. There was not a lot of music in my home as far as my family was concerned. I grew up playing the flute and then kind of found Americana about 10 years ago later on in life. And it just is the style of music that speaks to me the most. And I feel really just connects with my heart more than any other type of music.
Why does it speak to you? What is it about that that resonates with who you are and what it is that you want to communicate?
I think that it's just stories of the heart, the hardships that we live through, the joys that we get to experience, and being able to share those experiences that we have with each other and connecting us with that bond as human beings.
And was that true for you as well, Hassan? Early on, you come from a family that's also your dad is of Jordanian heritage. But for you, this was also something that spoke to you and to who you were.
You know, it's an outlet. You know, it's an outlet for stories, and that's exactly what I'm doing here is writing stories that speak to me. So, yeah.
Why don't you play an example for us, if you would? And this is the first song we're going to hear is something called Love of My Life. Give us a little bit of a setup for that.
Sure. It's kind of a lighthearted tune about someone trying to get someone else to just be in the moment with them. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. Actually, would you like to sing with us?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, okay. But if...
But if I do...
If you do, right. It's just kind of an echo that you would do.
Okay.
I'm giving it all I got to give.
Got to give my love.
So all you got to do is got to give my love if you were gonna do it.
If I were.
No
right.
Pressure.
A form first.
One, two, three, four.
Saving yourself for the love of your life. Yeah, maybe someday you'll make a man a good wife. I'm saving myself for the love of my life tonight. Can you picture your dress slipping onto my floor? Your heart is burning, your heart is torn. Yeah, I know you. Been waiting for those words I do.
I do.
The strawberry kisses and lips I could taste all day. Don't try to fight it, just let the music sway you. I'm saving myself for the love of my life tonight. I'm giving it all I got to give, I got to give my love. I'm giving it all I got to give my love. I'm giving it all I got to give to get you home. Oh, take us home. Yeah, fireside until the sunrise. The embers burning softly in your eyes. No need to go. Just rest as long as you like on my shoulder, yeah. 'Cause life's a long time to love anybody, yeah. Life's too short to let this moment slip away. I'm saving myself for the love of my life tonight, yeah. I'm giving it all I got to give, I got to give. Love, I'm giving it all I got to give, I got to give my love. I'm giving it all I got to give to get you home. Well, so let's go home. Please don't waste all tonight feeling lonely. Please don't waste all tonight feeling lonely. So I do believe you're the love of my life tonight. Uh-huh. One, two, three.
Love of My Life, Hassan El-Tayeb, Shiloh Parkerson, Adam Laddermilk, and the steel pedal guitar you heard was Mikiya Masuda. Thanks all very much. That was lovely, and I spared the forum audience my chiming in on the harmonies. We'll see. Maybe I'll be tempted a little bit later in the program. We shall see. How have you learned to work collaboratively? You've only been at this together for a couple of years now. You seem to blend marvelously well. Was that instantaneous? How did that come about, Shiloh, that you struck such an easy chord between the two of you?
It absolutely happened right away. Hassan and I met at a song salon, like you said, a couple of years back, and right away we had the same influences and kind of just felt something special in our sound when we'd harmonized together. And you know, when people first heard us play, they heard it as well. It's just something that we felt right off. And so I'm not sure what to say about that. It just was one of those fate things, I think.
Fate.
You're going to have your first CD out soon called Country Mile, and we'll be hearing the title song from that in just a bit. You'll be playing at a CD release party July the 31st at Ashkenaz. What about the process of recording and putting together this first CD? Has that been exciting, scary, anxiety-provoking, all of the above?
All of the above, exactly. You know, it's a lot of work. You know, we did a Kickstarter. We raised about $10,000 from our community so that was the beginning part of the process. And we met a producer named Lori Lewis, who's really been a godsend to us. You know, she has a whole long list of accolades. She was an IBMA Vocalist of the Year a couple years in a row. She's won a Grammy, and. But beyond all that, she's just one of the hardest working people I've ever met, you know, and she really has pushed us to kind of come up with the best we can, you know.
And for you, Shiloh, has it been, I saw in an earlier interview you said that there's something that's humbling and vulnerable about the process of recording for a CD itself. What have you learned about yourself in that and about your art?
I think I just learned that there's so much more to learn. You know, I think we all kind of have that idea. And then this process, I felt really very confident starting out, and then going through, it was just like, oh, you have so much further to go. So that's the biggest lesson that I learned in it, is just keep learning. There's so much more out there.
There's a saying that athletes say sometimes, that you either get better or you get worse. There's no staying the same. Would, right. would you say that's the same in this
process? I would
process?
Absolutely say that's true. And I've felt it happen throughout this process. We worked on the record for about a full year. And I think we feel like different musicians now and a lot stronger.
Let's hear something from that. This next song is called New Heights, and it's yours, Shiloh. Tell us about it a little bit, if you'd like to give us a bit of a preview, and then we'll listen.
Absolutely. This song, when I wrote it, came from a place of a lot of longing in my heart, and it was kind of written as a reassurance to my partner, don't worry, I know that this is scary, but it's all going to be okay. And then as time went along, especially as we were making this album, it kind of became a different thing to me. It became healing for myself and a reassurance that our dreams are what get us through those hard moments in the end. It's that silver lining that helps us push past those hard times.
New Heights. Really lovely. New Heights, Shiloh Parkerson, Adam Loudermilk, Mikia Masuda, Hassan El Tayeb, all part of American Nomad. I hear a little bit of Katie Lang in you, Shiloh Parkerson. Would that be right?
I haven't spent a lot of time listening to her, but I suppose there might be a little bit of that. I'll take that share. Thanks.
It's really lovely. Really, really a lovely song. When I think of this kind of music, I think of the deep roots it has in American tradition, from country to bluegrass to soul to blues. Do you find it as something, Hassan, that resonates in the Bay Area in particular? I'm interested in the way I don't think of this as being kind of the, you know, I don't think of this as being like Appalachia or Nashville or wherever.
Tennessee, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, there's actually a huge Americana scene in the Bay Area. There's Grass Valley Bluegrass Festival, Hardly Strictly. You know, it doesn't have its origins here, but there's definitely a strong scene happening, you know, led by people like Lori Lewis. But, yeah, it's exciting. There's a young scene happening, too. Yeah, our friends of ours, Front Country, just won the Telluride Bluegrass Festival band competition. So, yeah, it's just there is some great Americana happening around here.
And can you make a living? I noticed in one thing you said, Shiloh Parkerson, that your dream is to be able to make a living and not be a starving artist. Is it possible to do that in this time?
I think it is possible to do it. That's like I said, that's what our goal is for sure. And Hassan and I had our first tour in January just to kind of see, well, is it going to work out for us? And we found that we were able to cover our costs and come home with a little bit of extra money. So our first time through, we had a little success. And I think that as we go on, we hope for a little bit more. So fingers crossed.
Let's hear the title track now from your new CD. This is called Country Mile.
Country mile, country mile. How long is a country mile when you got no shoes, you're wearing no smile? How long is a country mile? Yeah, the fools on the farm obey like sheep, even though what they grow they can't keep. I'll never raise an ounce of sand until I'm my own free man. No, no, I won't carry that load. No, no, I won't carry that load. You break this body 'cause the flesh is weak, but this soul here's mine to keep. Take the air out of my chest and stick your dagger into my breast. I'll bleed blood right down into this soil. I'll bleed blood right down into this soil. Yeah, country mile, country mile. How long is a country mile when you got no shoes, you're wearing no smile? How long is a country mile? Well, shackles and chains bind the modern day Moses. Everybody but the masters know this. Ain't no halos in the sky above, or angels singing down their songs of love. No, no, no trumpets on high. Tie me up to carry that load, then I'm bound to do what I'm told. Tie me up to carry that load, then I'm bound to do what I'm told. Tie me up to carry that load, then I'm bound to do what I'm told. But I'm a free man. Yeah.
Hellhounds are on my trail. Hellhounds are on my trail. Hellhounds are on my trail. I'll run, run, run now. Yeah, run, run, run. Hellhounds are on my trail. Hellhounds are on my trail. Hellhounds are on my trail. I'll run, run, run now. Yeah, run, run, run. Do as I'm told. I'm a run, run, run now. Yeah, run, run, run. Yeah, run, run, run now. Yeah, run, run, run. Yeah, run, run, run now. Yeah, run, run, run. Yeah, run, run, run now. Yeah, run, run,
Country Mile, which is the title sound from the new, soon-to-be-released CD Country Mile from American Nomad, a group led by Hassan El-Tayeb, Shiloh Parkerson, Adam Loudermilk, and Mikia Masuda on pedal steel and dobro as well. That last song is about a kind of journey, and you both have a bit of wandering in you. Say something about the journey you've come from, Hassan, to here, and where you hope that journey will take you next.
Well, Shiloh and I kind of are nomads. You know, I'm from Boston, Shiloh's from Alaska, and we sort of uprooted and came out to the Bay Area to get a new start. And, you know, as far as where we take it, for me, it's just about writing better music and just really progressing and growing as an artist. You know, that's my main goal, to keep going.
And for you, Shiloh?
Absolutely. You know, it's the journey that we follow where we learn all of these lessons, get to meet new people and share our stories and connect with other people. So I'm a nomad through and through.
We just have a few minutes left, so would it be possible to do just kind of a short version of Magpie or something?
Sure.
For just maybe about 2 minutes worth, it'd be great.
Sure. And by the way, the album, it actually is already out. It's available on our website.
My apologies. No worries. Saw you had a CD release party, so I thought maybe it was to be released. But all right.
Totally, yeah. It's kind of... long story.
I'm delighted that it's out there, and again, they'll be playing July the 31st at Ashkenaz in Berkeley.
Hey, pretty boo. Got any good news for me? Hey, pretty bird, have you got any gifts for me to greet? Hey, pretty bird, did you bring me a dose of temptation? Hey, pretty bird, I've got a bad case of intoxication.
Part of a new CD from American Nomad. The new CD is called Country Mile. Thanks so much. Really a pleasure to have you on our program.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you being here. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, and Tina Larberg. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, along with special help from Rob Spade and Paul Lancour. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. Join us a week from now for my last Friday Forum broadcast. More about that in 1 week. I'm Dave Iverson, and this is Forum on KQED.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.